Miss any of Today FM Breakfast with Grant, Ed and Ash? Download the Today FM app and get the Catch Up podcast now.
Ladies and gentlemen.
104.1.
Hello, good morning. How you doing?
Today FM.
It's got to be.
Podcast.
You came in early.
Sorry.
We all would have known to say podcast.
Sorry, I just got excited.
Hate that song.
I got it. Why did you hate that song?
My mum liked it. You don't like the same music as your mum.
My mum just likes Hillsong.
Jeebus, oh, the wonderful child.
If you take the lyrics away from Hillsong songs, they're good songs.
Yeah, totally.
So the music itself is
But they know how to make anthemic songs that people will feel a vibe
May I ask you a question? Yes. Which god or deity or whatever has the best songs, like has the best music?
Depends what you're into, isn't it? Because I do love some of those Hare Krishna songs.
But the lyrics are
Hare,
very...
Hare Krishna.
Hare
Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hillsong's pretty sick. Like sometimes I hear it and I'm like, this is a good song.
Banger.
I think Jesus has got the best music.
Sorry, MC. Mm. You have to retract the phrase banger.
Not a banger.
Soaker. This song's a real soaker.
Google. It's a banger after marriage, though. It's a banger if the ring's on the finger.
I've got a ringer. So, on the podcast today, you'll be hearing a selection, Grant Denyer, of things.
Fine selection.
Tasty treats.
Yeah, of course.
I know.
It's like a Whitman sample.
Andrew Winter. Oh, Andrew Winter telling us about don't stress about the housing market. Yeah. She all good.
What's wrong, Ed?
So our boss, Jace, handed me the rundown because he thought I didn't know what we'd done in our own show. Yeah. And when really I was just leaving a gap for other people. And he quickly handed me a rundown and whispered in my ear, anal bleaching.
Did you?
Yeah, I wrote it down on the
sheet.
We did talk about anal bleaching, didn't we?
Yeah, great. I'm pretty sure you brought it up.
Oh, that was
you
who said it. Is he making appointments for
you? Can we make him go get it done?
Yeah. You've already had it done. 100% he's had it done.
Have you had that done?
No, I haven't had that done.
Sure?
But I've got a story to tell you tomorrow, though, maybe.
Yeah, all right.
Because Shezzy and I were doing something the other day.
Rimming?
And
what's wrong with that? It's fine.
They're married. Jesus does it.
Exactly.
And maybe it's time. Maybe we should do it.
The bleach.
Why not?
Okay, hold all of those thoughts.
Okay.
Write that on the board for tomorrow. Write it there.
What's this show becoming?
I'm
part of it. I'm just as part of it. But maybe the question is, what am I becoming?
Do you know what we are? We're becoming more and more comfortable with each other.
That's true.
This is like when I started in radio and didn't swear.
You had a swear jar.
Yeah, now you just say
rimming like it's hello.
Yeah, rimming's different though because it's, you know.
Ash rimming.
Rimming. Rimming.
That's how a gentleman does it. So that's on the podcast. Enjoy thyself.
Love you guys.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Hello, good morning. How you doing?
Today FM Breakfast.
Maybe it's a brand new day.
Grant Denyer, Ed Cavalli and Ash London.
One,
two,
three, go.
The rest of my life gonna start today.
The rest of your day starts right now. Good morning, everybody. Hi, Sydney. Welcome to Grant, Ed and Ash. Wonderful to have you with us this morning. No idea what's in the show, but I think it's going to be
right
fantastic.
There. It's on a big board in front of you.
Wow, is that what that thing is?
And we also just went through the entire show literally 5 minutes
ago.
Yeah,
we did.
I was too busy singing to the opener. Which I do love. Westy Wednesday today. Yep, we're giving out some free lunches.
What are we giving out specifically?
Schnitties today. So stay tuned. And I think probably by about 8 o'clock, we will have locked in our location, the place where you can go out west and get a free schnitty for lunch. And I got to say, before we get further into it, boys, a big shout out to my Uber driver, Peter. He drove me in this morning and he went a different route and knocked 4 minutes off.
Oh, PB.
So Peter is the hero of the century. Shout out to you, man. And thank you for the mentor.
Will you now become the passenger that insists on a specific direction to work?
Well, you know, usually I go one entrance and today I went the other entrance, which is less walking. And you know I love less walking.
That's well true. Played.
Because I went to the gym last week.
All right, well, give us a call, 131060. Which entrance was the last one you went in?
That's a sex joke.
Plus, secret sound this morning worth $104,000. Pete Hellyer going to be on the show after 8 o'clock.
Can I make a statement?
Yes.
I have no desire to see the pyramids ever.
What?
There is an ad on the Telegraph, page 6, for sure it's a wonderful trip.
Why is that? Because to you it's just stone and not a place of wonder and mystery?
All the way to Egypt. We wander out. It's really old. Some of them are decaying. Coolies.
and we're back.
It's not like it's in downtown Cairo. You got to go out to Giza.
Yeah.
No dice.
So it's the admin, everything that's around seeing the pyramids.
But don't you think it's amazing that no one knows how they were built just to be among the wonder of it?
But no one knows how Opal Tower was built, and that's here.
No, you know that's different, Mega
that's
Brain.
An ambush.
I'd love to go to Egypt. Be sick.
Go west, where the chicken's best. Go west, where the ships are fresh. Go west, Habibi, you'll be blessed. Go west.
Yola, let's get dressed. It is all about the schnitties today on Westy Wednesday because we've already gone through so many of the amazing food groups. We've had kebabs.
Mm-hmm.
We have had
brekkie.
We've had just plain old charcoal chicken. Today's about the schnitties. Mm-hmm. How do you boys like your schnitties? Are you a palmy kind of guy or a plain schnitty with lemon?
I like to layer mine, so yeah, if you got a little bit of that sort of tomato.
It's hard to get the parma right though when they do the layer on the top and the bottom soggy.
That's all right.
Bro, you can't get a parma wrong. What are you talking about?
You know, Foresters in Surrey Hills, they have the wall of parmas, and there's 15 options.
I don't know.
Mexican parma, Japanese, all different parma options.
Yep. Japanese parma.
Yeah, well, a katsu, you know how the katsu, it's the crumb chicken with the curry.
Oh, that kind of chicken.
And the Italians have got a scallopini.
Oh, yeah. I used to order that all the time.
Have something that's, you know, that's schnitzel-esque. So,
Scallopini.
If you've got a place in the West that you are just fanging for, you're frothing over it, you're champing at the bit, chomping.
Oh, you can say either.
Either? Yep. Either of those.
Both. Oh, they both count. Oh, yeah. You beauty. You can say
beauty.
Both.
You beauty.
Hit us up on the DMs on Insta at Today FM Breakfast and let us know because we are choosing the location in the next hour or two where 100 Sydney-siders will get a free schnitty for lunch.
But not only that, a lot of big prizes today at Today FM Breakfast. You've got the free schnitzel. This is what you could also win this morning.
A V8 supercar, motorbikes and a tractor. $140,000 in cash and cannabis with a street value of nearly $900,000.
Wow, so you're playing for that. That too. Yeah, that's my showcase.
Can I guess what that was? Was that found at a bikie's residence?
Don't know. It sounds very bikie-esque.
It's bikie-esque.
All right, best schnitty in the West. Where is it? Let's be honest, it's one of the greatest shows on TV. You can catch it every Wednesday night on the Lifestyle Channel on Foxtel. Of course, Ed, we're talking about Selling Houses Australia.
This is not often I can say this, but I have genuinely seen every episode of every series of this show. I absolutely love it. And my third favourite of its hosts, Andrew Winter.
Oh.
Don't you dare.
What a dog.
We love this guy.
I did like you up until then, Ted.
You got him.
Yeah, return fire. Mr. Wintour, one of the things I love, because they show some of the old ones on Foxtel.
Do they?
Back through yes, they do, but you're not getting paid for that.
No.
I shouldn't have brought that up. And my favourite game is to play How Much Would That House Be Worth Now?
Yes.
So there was one the other day. Remember the divorce house in Neutral Bay?
Oh, yes.
Series 5, I believe. Now, it was a really nice, I think, 3-bedroom house, and they wanted, how about this, they wanted $900,000 or a 1.1, and they weren't sure if they were going to get it. That was what, 5 years, 6 years, 7 years ago
at
now?
At least. Just, and they panicked. They had to sell because it was a matrimonial, which is always a good one to buy, just putting it out there. They had to get it sold, and they sold for it around, I think, 1.1 at the time.
And I've just looked it up. That house now is worth 2.5.
Yeah. Not a bad buy, was it?
Delicious.
Yes, if only I had money, I'd buy them all.
You have one of those jobs like a physiotherapist where, because of what you do, everyone...
Well, I go around and give people a good rub down.
Exactly right. That's exactly where I was going with that. But people would always be hitting you up for bloody property tips and where should I buy and how should I renovate my house. Does it get exhausting?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, especially when you're so talented like me, even though I didn't win the gold, Logie.
No, but
I'm not bitter about that at all.
You don't seem bitter one bit.
The first Foxtel personality to be nominated. That is an honour in itself. That's almost like winning the Logie.
It was. It was indeed a complete honour.
What should we do? Say we're a first time...
Well, you and I.
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty sweet.
We're a first time home buyer. Do you get in now or do you wait 6 to 12 months?
Okay, you do it when you can afford it comfortably and you buy something that has a plan B. So if you are not pushing yourself to the point where you could go broke if something happened to one of your jobs, but what you do is you have something that maybe if something went wrong or you needed to move away and you couldn't sell it for enough that you could rent it out and that would cover the cost. So it's basically having a plan B. And don't, you know, your first home's not always a bad investment. Hopefully, given time, it will make money, but it's also about a place to live, just for you and I, Grant.
Oh, what a beautiful
You're painting a beautiful fairy tale.
I'm in.
Are millennials going to buy homes, though? Or obviously, with there's now lending restrictions, it's harder to get a loan. Is the culture of Australians needing to own a home over?
I don't think so. I think we still want to have a home. And I think the other issue is that I know it shouldn't just be about investment, but long term, if you have got a property, it kind of sets you up for the rest of your life. So it's just the culture that we're in. If everybody stopped buying houses, we'd have a whole different financial infrastructure in the country. We rely on home ownership. So look, you don't have to, you know, but the problem is you try saving when you're young. When you've got a mortgage, you have to part with that money and you're sort of focused. But as somebody under 30, I mean, I think I can remember back, saving is very hard. You know, I was always mortgaged to the max. Yeah. I had no spare money at all.
But it's a wonderful way of forced savings.
Yes, exactly. Well, and building up equity and things like that. But lending is tough for a lot of people. I know that.
Yeah, and it is psychological, isn't it? Because I think for me, I know, like, you spend money because it feels good. And it took years to change that mindset of, no, what actually feels good is paying off a house and putting your money towards something that's going to set you up for the future.
And you know, the Sydney market's calming down. So whilst it's calming down, that is always a better time to be buying, is in when a market's calmed rather than you know, if you're turning up and everyone's fighting for houses, then it's boom time and you can play that game if you want. But if you're looking for investment, you wait until it's quieter.
Well, that's true, actually. And on that, there's a property which is up for grabs. Bob Hawke's former residence, the former Prime Minister in Northbridge. It's 5 stories and it's on the market for $15 million. And Grant Denyer was saying off air that he's got the cash, but he's thinking about offering Bob $14.9 million. Do you think he'll take it?
I'll tell you what, that just shows how shrewd Mr. Denyer is. What a bargain. Oh, what a negotiator.
Selling houses is back, Andrew Winter. I can't wait. I love the show.
Thank you.
I love my dear wife, as we know, tfxo.com.
Who feels a butt?
Pardon?
Oh, sorry, who feels a butt coming?
I would like to feel Tiff's butt.
It would
because
be special.
It is beautiful. Okay. She works hard for that butt. See, I came in to make it less awkward for you and then you made it awkward again, so you're on your own now, Granny.
You've developed what's known as a crutch in radio, is where when you think you're getting in trouble, you try and sing your way out of it.
He does. That's cute.
It's a reflex.
If our boss was listening, he would have said that. So,
I love my dear wife. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. However, not but, she has a real issue in that she thinks she runs my days all the time in my day. So she continuously fills up my calendar with these little calendar requests that you can send people.
Yep.
Every other day, I wake up to a medical appointment that she says I need.
What kind of medical appointment?
At the start of the year, I have to have a full physical, which I don't mind.
What are you, a fighter pilot? Like, what's that for?
Mate, she just says that I have to do it.
That's important. That's fantastic that she does that.
Dentist recently.
Obviously.
You have to go. I said, are you going? No, I've been. When? Yeah. But I have to go, right? This is the thing. She's always just sending me. Wake up yesterday, a physiotherapy. I don't need physiotherapy. I'm like, why do I need that? She's like, it's good for you.
It is good for you.
You don't have an ailment.
She says my jaw clicks. She says your jaw clicks and it's annoying. So you have to go. But she has this, the worst one.
Yeah.
And this is where I said, that's it. This is going on radio. I've had it. I've had this. She sends me an iCal calendar to go to a clinic and I didn't understand what the name was. I was like, what's this place? And I ring her. I go, that's not the GP. She goes, no. I go, what is this place? She goes, you need to go and give a fecal sample.
No, she didn't.
I promise you.
For bowel cancer or something?
And I said, what on earth for? And her exact words were, we just really need to know what's in there.
I love it. TFXO is my hero.
I can tell you what's in there.
I do have some thoughts as to what might be going on here. Number one, she's planning to murder you and take the life insurance.
So she
wants to make sure you're fit and healthy to get the highest premium possible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think we could both be happy with that.
Yeah. Or number two. No, I've got no number two. It's yeah, just that.
Well, I've got number twos that she wants to take.
But I'm down with this. You know that I am very disorganized myself and I can't organize my own life. But somehow I feel better if I make appointments for Adrian because he's a guy, right? And I am, yes, a slight hypochondriac, but he will have an ailment and never do anything about it.
That's right.
Like he will have a really tight lower back, but he will never go to the physio. So I will have to book him something and tell him to go. Otherwise, he'll never go and he'll complain about it. He needs a haircut. He'll never book a haircut. I'll book the haircut. He hasn't had a mole check and he's in the sun. He's got very white skin. He would never go to get a mole check. So I book it in for him. So we are doing you a favor because we want you to be happy and healthy.
It's just annoying. We just want to come home.
Does it happen to you?
It happens to me all the time. And I travel away a little bit. So when I get home, I just want to spend time with my loved one. And at 10 o'clock, she'll go, okay, you got to go to the doctor at 2 o'clock. Your eyebrows are annoying me. Can you go get them trimmed, please?
What a legend.
And I've like been away for 2 weeks. It's like she's booking them in to avoid spending time with me.
She is not. She wants to help you live your best life. You should be thanking your wife.
No.
I don't need my bumhole bleached. Like, come on.
Shezzy did not make you get your bumhole bleached, Granny.
I'm joking.
In the Daily Mail, I mean, you ask why they write the stories. When you say crap like that, you're asking for it.
I'm just feeding headlines now.
Jesus.
Maybe when I get my fecal sample, I go, why are you back there?
1360.
Whip out the white kid.
Do you have a wife who is, or hubby, who is booking in medical appointments without your knowledge? Maybe you are that wife.
They're just running your life. Do you have someone, your loving partner, just running your life with appointment after appointment? 1360.
Because they care and love you, guys. You need to be grateful. If I had a TFXO in my life will be so much better.
So if your partner is a self-appointed PA, they're running your life, they're sorting out your calendar, 131060, call us, or maybe you're the person that's doing it for your partner and
like
you're doing all the organising.
You're the hero in the relationship.
Tickets to head along to the Moonlight Cinema as well, which is a great night out. You could score those if you call us, 131060, and we'll chat to you after this.
Miss any of Today FM Breakfast with Grant, Ed and Ash? Download the Today FM app and get the catch-up podcast now.
Ladies and gentlemen.
104.1.
Hello, good morning. How you doing?
Today FM.
My wife, wonderful person, but has addicted to booking appointments for me, particularly medical appointments. As I've said, I have to go and give a fecal sample because, as she says, we have to know what's in there. And I just,
well, you know that
it's just going too crazy.
90% of the serotonin in your body is formed in your gut.
I did not know that.
Yeah, it's all that's your main ecosystem, Dan. That's feeding the happiness cells of the rest of your body.
I would have been much more surprised if Grant had said, "Yeah, I knew that." So why I want to know?
I thought it was in your head, but anyway. 1360.
That's the brain. That comes from the gut.
And dopamine, I thought, was
it
also.
It feeds it into your brain. That's where it's actually produced.
It's reverse engineered.
Yeah. Oh, the gut is it's the real brain of the body.
It's the engine room.
It's the engine room. Yeah.
Are women just afraid of illnesses and have a fear of being unwell? Because my wife is the same.
I'm big time
that. She books me into allergy tests, massages, Reiki healings and kinesiology.
Oh, Reiki and kinesiology, even for me, is a waste of your time, darling.
I know. It's where someone stands over you, doesn't even touch your body.
Yeah, no, that's...
And then charges you $80 as you walk out.
Yeah, no, that's...
Dude.
I know.
I'm into a lot
this
of weird
is not
crap.
Me, does it's not my wife.
Does not want to be around you. Felicity.
Yep.
Oh, you seem pretty adamant here. Do you do this?
Yes, I do. I'm a 25-year-old mum of two boys, plus my husband.
Okay.
And if I don't run their life would fall apart.
Now, what about the husband, though? Surely you don't need to book things for the husband.
If I don't, everything just goes pear-shaped. Like, if I run everything, it goes smooth. Like, I do, everything.
What are you booking in?
All different appointments. We do I'm like Big Mama off Big Mama with her pegboard.
Big Mama's house.
Okay. Big. And what about the snip? Is he having the snip?
No.
Yeah, let's keep it going.
Good on you, Felicity. She sounds like she's back in her decision.
Mm-hmm.
Steph in Caring Bar, what's going on with you and hubby? What's the power balance here? Who's booking who?
Hey guys, how you going?
Good, darling.
Yeah, I'm 25-year-old mum, obviously of two, one a husband. It's got to the point where he expects the appointments booked, and it's actually kind of backfired on me, me being so controlling.
Yes.
He works away in a different state, and he calls me on Sunday, asks me to book his airport parking so he can come home.
Taking the piss. You've done this to yourself, Steph. He's the winner here.
It's totally backfired on me and it's ruined my life.
Yeah, that's...
I think we need to have that conversation with him by the sounds of it.
Steph!
Danica. Danica, Greystanes.
Hi.
Whose life are you running?
My husband. Why? We've got three kids and they're grown up, but my husband wouldn't do anything. Like, he would be the unhealthiest person if I didn't make his appointments.
Now, and does he resent you, Danica? Does he say, mate, wifey, stop booking everything in for me, or does he just willingly go along?
No, he's taken it for granted now. I think it's started and from the beginning, so... Yeah.
You've been too good to him, Danica. You've been too good to him. That's what's happened.
I think so.
Do you mother him? Like, do you feed him, lay his clothes out for him?
He's the classic. Do you buy his underwear for him?
Yes.
That's how you know you've gone too far.
I thought everyone does that.
Yeah.
Adrian buys
Adrian's underwear.
Because he doesn't know how to buy his own, because he buys ugly Bonds in like a neon yellow because it's on sale. And
what's
I'm
wrong
like,
with that? That's what I'm wearing
ugly.
Now.
No. I buy him black or grey.
Leather.
Today FM's Alpha Bucks. Alpha Bucks. Come on,
let me show you what it's all about. 7:03, Today FM Breakfast. Another 10 grand on the line with Alpha Bucks, Grant.
Emily from Parramatta, it's your turn. You ready to play Today FM's Alpha Bucks?
Yes, I'm so excited. Ah, this is so good.
Good to see you're enthusiastic. What's your financial goals? What can we help you with?
Oh, I really need a new phone, so that'd be great. And then I've just got a whole bunch of parties coming up, so a bit of a shopping spree would be great too.
No, Emily, you're only 21. You don't want to be making bad financial decisions now. Trust me, I was once where you are now. I regret everything. Save the money. So when you're in your 30s, you've got some cushioning.
There's no tomorrow, Emily.
I've got the savings account. This is just all extra spending.
Blow it all,
right,
Emily.
You're 21. You deserve it. You go get it. 30 seconds to answer 10 questions. All your answers must start with the letter B.
Yep.
$100 for every question you get right. 10 grand if you can get them all. Emily, your letter is B. Best of luck. Here we go.
Thank you.
Name a dog breed.
Beagle.
An instrument.
Bass guitar.
A male music group.
Beach Boys.
A shoe brand.
Pass.
Fashion accessory.
A bangle.
European country.
Belgium.
A form of exercise.
Boxing.
Taylor Swift song.
Pass.
A tea brand.
T-brand.
Bebel. Ooh, right on.
I love that you just made that up, Emily. Could be a T-brand somewhere in the world. Our adjudicators are just checking for you, darling. You were really fast.
Passed on Taylor Swift's song, Bad Blood, shoe brand. We could have had Birkenstock or Bellini.
Oh,
Emily.
Goodness, yeah.
You got $600.
Yeah, girl.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you.
You're very welcome. You earned that, baby girl.
Oh, I've been waiting in my car every morning trying to get through before work. This is so exciting.
Good on you.
You go and enjoy that new phone and some party with some friends, okay? Nice work.
I will. Thank you.
All right.
Another chance to win the 10 grand as well. Alpha Bucks, we play every day at 7 o'clock.
Up next, there is an alarming stat about choices women are making in the bedroom. And I need to talk about it next.
You do?
Yep.
Okay.
Can't wait to hear about what women are doing in the bedroom from you, Grant. Can't wait. Be educated.
I know stuff. Okay, if you've got some little ears in the car, we're about to talk about a topic that involves some adult relations. So just giving you a little warning now because, man, I've just seen some latest stats and it's shocking, to be honest.
Okay, tell us the stats, man.
How many people are going unprotected in these relations? And a lot of them are women are choosing to do so. Women are more likely to have unprotected relations if they believe the man has relationship potential.
Oh, this makes me want to punch someone in the face, doesn't
it? So discarding their own health risks, right? Yeah. So women are considering spending the night. Yes.
This seems very odd. This seems completely counterintuitive.
Well, it depends
does and it isn't.
Why is that?
Because often, and this is something that a lot of my friends experience, women I know, when it's happening, they don't want to don't want to ruin the mood. They don't want to be like overly cautious and come across as, so they will have unprotected sex.
Whoa.
Because, you know,
for anyone or like only if it's a relationship
seems like
potential.
A great guy. Sometimes it's just even a one-off. It makes me so angry because
I feel nervous.
It is because I still believe that our culture is set up that the man gets what he wants during relations and the woman is there to kind of service that at her own risk.
Would you agree with this then?
So BS.
So the study says that many women worry about appearing untrusting of your partner if you suggest wearing protection. or it does ruin the mood. By
and a lot of guys will say, "Oh, don't you trust me? I'm telling you, I'm clean."
Yeah.
Well, no, I don't trust you. Show me the certificate from 3 hours ago when you got the test, mate.
Jeez,
it's not a risk worth taking. But unfortunately, there is another element to it, Granny.
Yeah,
and this is something that Sexy Vi-Vi, our friend's table with me, not about her, but about people she knows, and I don't want to believe this. And the studies are showing this is part of it, is that some women think getting pregnant wouldn't be such a bad thing.
What do you mean?
For me to do that.
Just
with
have
this
bringing
guy.
A wonderful life into this world and becoming a mother for the first time, or you mean locking a man down?
Yeah, well, I'll let Violet, you know, you're the one who brought this story, doll.
Yeah, so my ex-boyfriend, he dated a girl for about 2 months. She fell pregnant, went overseas for 3 months, comes back and is like, surprise, I'm pregnant. And there's nothing you can do.
Did she purposely get pregnant?
Absolutely, just to hang on to him.
Oh, to trap him.
No.
People think babies are worth it.
Yeah. People think it's a necessary byproduct to make sure this guy stays in your life.
There's no way that's...
No, that can't be a thing.
It's so bad.
Children are for life.
I know,
but... It's not about hanging onto a fleeting relationship by introducing a human.
But maybe it wasn't fleeting. Maybe it was 2 years in.
Yeah.
And he's not committing the way that you think that he could if he was given a nudge. The most powerful nudge there is.
Oh, so you're saying this is a way to fix this broken relationship?
No, I didn't say that.
It's a way to make him stick around.
Yeah, I didn't say a fix. I said if you're thinking you need to commit to me more and he's umming and ahhing, this could be a way, I don't know if people do this, to say we're in this together now. Mm.
And let's be, this is something that only women can do. So I'm not saying that all women are the crazy people in these relationships, because many times the shoe would be on the other foot. The guy would be desperate to keep the woman. Guys can't get pregnant though. So this is something that it's a way for some women, not all women.
Wow.
Some women, I don't want to believe that it is happening, and I don't want to use the word trap. But
to
keep
longer term.
To preserve.
All right. Look.
Ensnare.
13, 10, 60. Have you or someone you know gotten pregnant to, not trap, to...
prolong
hold
the relationship.
On.
Hold on to...
Love.
Your man.
Well, has it happened to you?
What do you mean?
Are you the man in the relationship?
Oh, you were ensnared.
And you were under the impression that that was not a possibility, and then magically it was a reality.
And if the family situation isn't going that well, we could help mend that with a family pass to the Royal Easter Show.
We're assuming the negative. What could happen here is someone says, yeah, I did that because I knew he wanted to commit, but he was umming and ahhing, and now everything's great and we can't wait to go to the Easter Show as a happy family.
There you go.
Let's not assume the negative.
Absolutely, so, you're right, Doug.
13, 10, 60, did you fall pregnant?
Trap
is assuming the negative.
To keep
this person in your life for good.
There's a study out that says women are more likely to have unprotected relations if they believe the man has relationship potential. So they're foregoing protection to potentially lock a man down.
Yeah, we don't want to use the word trap. But
13, 10, 60, did you lock a man down by deciding to have a baby?
Chloe in Liverpool, is this a friend of yours?
Well, she got pregnant once because he was a gamer and he wasn't paying her enough attention and she thought he was leaving.
He was a gamer and he wasn't paying her attention.
So after about 2 years, I think things are on the rocks again, so she had another baby with him.
And
then about another year, she had another baby with him and they've kind of... still in not a proper relationship. She lives in a granny flat at the back of his house.
Three kids.
Yeah.
Is he still gaming?
Yeah, he's a massive gamer. He'll spend the whole day playing. He won't eat.
So she's raising the three children that she had in order to make him care more, and it has not worked at all.
Still on Call of Duty. Oh, what a catch he is.
Oh,
Chloe, thank you.
No one should ever say, you know what will make my life easier? Children.
Yeah, and if a guy isn't paying you attention, especially if you're in your 30s, he's not going to start. Just move on.
You know, yeah,
guys, people can't change. If he's not appreciating you, he's not going to magically start by any means. Jess in Appen, did this happen to you? Did you do a bit of trapping?
No, it wasn't me. It was actually my husband it happened to.
What happened?
Hang on.
Whoa.
So So my husband was in a long-term relationship with his ex for about 5 years.
Yeah.
It wasn't going anywhere. She wanted to get engaged. He didn't really want to commit because he wasn't sure. So all of a sudden, there was this pregnancy. So he done the right thing and gave her the ring and they got engaged. And then a couple of months later, then there was no baby.
She made it up.
She made it up. They broke up shortly thereafter. Oh. But all she wanted was the ring, and she took off and took the ring, and that was what happened.
Oh my
God! Did she think he was never going to notice that the baby never came 5 years later?
I don't know. I think she was hoping to say that maybe like something had happened and she might have like lost it.
Oh, that is just so crappy of her. Oh, Jess. And then they broke up and then he met you and now you're happily married.
That's exactly what happened. So really it was a blessing in disguise.
Yeah.
You're the prize, Jess.
It became suspicious when she gave birth to a cushion.
Yeah.
Can I say this has happened to a couple, this is an extension. Oh. That's happened to a couple people I know pretending to be,
no.
To get the relationship to go to the next level.
Or when a guy's going to break up with them. Don't manipulate people. Don't manipulate people. No good relationship is built on lies.
If it ain't working, it ain't working.
There's two messages here. Grant's one's very muddy. If it ain't working, it ain't working. So we'll move on from that one. But don't manipulate each other is one.
Yeah.
And maybe don't date gamers. Is that a
topic
for another day?
Gamers are already in a relationship with the game.
I've never heard a story that went, and we met and he's a gamer and it's been awesome. I've never heard that story. Yeah. I might be wrong, but I've never heard it.
I hate to generalise, but I have to agree with you there, Kev.
Can't get enough Today FM breakfast with Grant, Ed and Ash? Download the Today FM app and get the catch-up podcast now.
Ladies and gentlemen. 104.1.
Hello, good morning. How you doing?
Today FM.
This month, the month of March, is Endometriosis Awareness Month, and we are highlighting this disease this week that affects over 1 in 10 Australians. And with us now, we've got Channel 9 reporter Julie Snook, who is also a sufferer of endo. Welcome, my love.
Good morning, everyone. Thanks for having me.
No, thank you for coming and telling us your story today. Now, the piece of paper in front of me has some of your details on it. It says, I am now 31 years of age. And how many surgeries do you have to your name?
I currently have 12.
12 surgeries? Wow. So many of yours.
12 surgeries, which I need to highlight is not the norm. I need to keep saying that.
Why
that is
so
not the
many
norm.
Then?
I suppose I've just been one of the unlucky ones. It was so new when I was first diagnosed at 19, and I feel like that was a while ago now, but I feel like then we didn't really have the knowledge, the information. Doctors, perhaps the mindset was a little bit different. So it was, let's go and get rid of it and keep moving on.
Mm.
Whereas now we have much more of a holistic approach. It's diet, it's exercise, it's lifestyle, it's all that sort of stuff.
And how many, because our intrepid news reader here, Gogsy, who is also a sufferer, she said that she would go back and back and back to doctors and they would say, we don't know, or we're not sure what we could do. Did you have that as well? Like they didn't know and then it was
sort of
guessing as to what. And then we're not blaming the doctors because we didn't know, but it tells you just how dark and mysterious this is even recently.
Exactly. Well, I was living in regional New South Wales at the time. Okay. So I kept going back. I was 19 years of age and I had to sort of keep convincing my GP that something wasn't right.
Mm.
And I think it's that trust your instinct. You know when your body's not right. You know when something's going awry.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so I kept going back and back and back. And eventually she sent me on to a gynecologist who within minutes sat down and said, oh, look, I think it's this endometriosis.
Wow.
And I was like, what? Yeah, it's what? I'd never heard of it. I had no idea what it was.
Yeah.
So for me, it was that case of, oh, look, something's not quite right. And no, I'm not a hypochondriac. No, this isn't in my head. No, it's not IBS. It's not this, this, and this. For me, it was a case of I do need to push this a little bit
further. What were your symptoms? Like how severe would they get? What extremes would it go to?
Look, I could be physically sick. I had severe abdominal pain. I could black out sometimes. I remember missing work one morning and waking up on the floor thinking, what the hell's happened? And I even, bless him, my boyfriend at the time was like, oh, you're being a bit dramatic, aren't you?
Yeah.
And the thing is, you can't explain it, and you think it's in your head.
Yeah. And that would be hard for you as a cadet journalist. You have to work hard. You do whatever you're told.
Yeah.
You work as hard as you can to get the next kind of step
Absolutely.
Up.
Absolutely. And like I said, I was in a regional centre. Okay. I was in downtown Forbes, man. The Forbes Advocate. Give them a shout out.
Six stories a day.
Yeah, putting together this little country newspaper, and I had no idea.
What about having a family? Like, is it, I am still so ignorant. ignorant on this. Does it affect your the ability or the desire even to have a family, to get pregnant?
Yeah, absolutely. And again, I have to stress this. Every individual person is different. So I can only talk on my experiences. But, you know, I am at that stage where we're discussing having a family and it's not going to be as straightforward for me. We can only hope that things will go well. But with all my surgeries comes a lot of scarring internally and it comes a lot of tricky bits and pieces along the way. So, you know, these are things that we have to factor in now. Okay. Some women have had, they've had horrendous difficulties trying to fall pregnant. Some go down IVF. Some haven't had a drama at all. So everyone is very, very different. You know, and some have been in their 30s and said this is too much and have had a hysterectomy.
We've heard that of women in their 20s being told to have hysterectomies
as well.
Exactly. Which doesn't necessarily mean it's,
it doesn't work.
It's the end of the condition at all.
No, not at all. This is my description of endo. It's like this nasty little web. And it can, if you can think of a web that spreads internally, it can take hold of all your internal organs. So you might have got rid of one set of, you know, one organ, but it doesn't mean it's hiding from the rest.
And have you been lucky with bosses and workmates over the years? Like, have people been understanding, or have you had times where...
Look, initially, in the early days, it was really hard to explain, and I was very, I'm a very private person.
Yeah.
So for me, I've only started talking about this in the last few months because I think I got to a bugger it kind of stage.
Yeah.
I'm tired and I'm sick of hiding it. I'm very supported at Nine. The guys especially are so wonderful. They'll give me a little hug when they see that I'm not so well. And you have days where you feel horrendous, but they have been so supportive. And I think that's all you can ask of people. Just if you know someone with it, I get asked that question a lot. What can we do? It's just be there. Be supportive and be understanding because we're not phoning this one in. It's it's pretty hard to explain and it's pretty hard to live with.
Julie Snook from Channel 9, thank you so much for telling us your experience today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Go west, where the chicken's best. Go west, where the chips are fresh. Go west, Habibi, you'll be blessed. Go west.
Yola, let's get dressed. We love the western suburbs here in Sydney. Doesn't get enough of a run, I say, in mainstream media. Hashtag MSM. That's where we come in to highlight the culinary delights that are available to the people of the western suburbs. Now, boys, for the last 24 hours, we have been searching for the best schnitty in the west because what do we want to do?
Well, it's free lunch today and it's the best schnitzel in the west. We've had inundated with messages, so thank you everyone nominating, but there's been one place that has stood head and shoulders above the rest, the Bavarian Cafe Penrith, and we're joined on the line by Daniel from the Bavarian Cafe Penrith. Morning, Daniel.
Morning, guys. How are we?
Well, people love you. I'll tell you that much for free. Well done.
They sure
congratulations.
Do.
They've come in their droves to tell us that you are the best schnitzel in the West.
We are. These schnitzels are epic, buddy.
Are they the ones that are like, as big as the plate?
Yeah, what makes them special?
Look, mate, these schnitzels are epic. 250 milligrams of juicy loaded schnitzel. We have the Texan, meatball, Caesar, Mexican and Italian.
Different toppings, Daniel.
Meatball?
Sorry?
Is that meatball, like you put meatballs on a chicken schnitzel?
Meatball on a schnitzel.
that's
brilliant.
That's really intelligent.
So are you happy, Daniel, to offer 100 free loaded schnitzels to listeners of Today FM?
You know what, guys? Get a load of this. I'm going to give you 100 of any of these loaded schnitzels today.
Oh, God.
Loaded schnitzels?
This is loaded. Great. It's not just the chicken. There's so much
it's
more.
It's good on its own. This
Daniel,
is something else.
Wow, you right, are a hero.
A hero of the West.
You're a national hero.
National.
The Bavarian Cafe Penrith.
Yep.
In the Westfield.
In Westfield.
Yeah, in Westfield. So, 12 o'clock today.
Mm-hmm.
First 100 people that get there are going to have their lives changed forever.
100 free lunches.
Loaded schnitzels from spaghetti and meatballs to sauce.
It's spaghetti and meatballs.
Yeah, I'm hoping with that.
Try the new loaded schnitzel range now at the Bavarian Penrith and try today for free.
And do you know what? I spoke to Daniel off air and he's going to make me a vegetarian schnitzel. Legend because I'm going out there.
Westy Wednesday lunch on us today at the Bavarian Cafe in Penrith from 12.
This is good.
Peter Hellyer is our guest. Thank Morning, you. Pete.
Morning, guys. How are we?
Living our best really lives. Frankie Fish and the sister Shemozzle. I mean, four words I wouldn't have associated with Pete Hellyer, but now that you're an award-winning, life-changing children's book author.
Are the words Frankie, Fish, Sister and Shemozzle, are they the four words?
The four specific words. Yeah.
I've been called a Shemozzle plenty of times.
Shemozzle is a great word.
Haven't been called a sister. I haven't fished much. And
You could be a fisherman. That's kind of on brand for you.
I have done a little bit of fishing, actually. Okay, so
dynamite fishing?
Yeah. Yes. Barramundi's a bloody big fish.
Dude, you've written four books now. That's more than I've ever read in my life, to be honest.
Well, these books are right in your range, I think. If you're going to jump on board, if you're going to get on this old reading thing, which I believe reading is trending currently on Twitter. So I think it's going to be very big. Hashtag reading. Get into it. It's, 8 to 12-year-olds is the age range. So, you know.
Yeah, that's me, man. You've sold 100,000 copies so far of the first three editions. 100,000, mate. Right. You're a mega author.
It's J.K. Rowling is shaking in her boots.
Isn't she, though? Isn't she?
I'm looking forward to the two-part play of Frankie Fish, which will be coming to Melbourne in 2028, once Harry Potter and the Cursed Child,
Pete,
leaves.
Let's talk brass tacks.
How
much money have you personally received for selling 100,000 books?
Billions.
Whoa.
It is billions. It is.
So you're the Kendall Jenner of book publishing.
Yeah, and it's all gone to charity, the Peter Hellier Foundation.
Is all the money from Children's Piggy Bank? Like, it's all been collected in 20 and 50 cent pieces, and it's still sweaty with bits of peanut butter on it.
There's still some copper in there too, Ash. It's been a wonderful journey, because the great thing about kids when you're writing for them is the they're very honest with their feedback, so you get some hilarious feedback. But you also there's no 6-year-old trolls out there.
Oh yes, of course.
So the cynicism's just not there. Kids will either love your book or they won't read your book. You know, yes. Like there's nothing else. There's no in between.
Tell us about this one then. What is Frankie Fish and the Sister Shemozzle about?
So, well, the Frankie Fish series, for those who haven't jumped on board, I'm talking to you, Danya, it's about a kid called Frankie Fish who discovers in the first book that his granddad has a time-traveling suitcase. It's autobiographical. It's called a sonic suitcase. They go traveling. They've been to China. They've been to the Viking Norway. And this time, his Frankie's sister steals the sonic suitcase and runs away to ancient Greece.
Not
Sister Shemozzle, ancient Greece.
I hope she doesn't walk in on Aristotle unexpectedly. Yeah, it's some interesting.
There are some philosophers. She wants to go to the academy. She may even end up at the Olympics.
What?
Where they don't even let girls compete.
Oh. And you're meant to be in the nude? This is very odd.
that was something we had to consider.
Maybe that's when you should have stopped doing the illustrations for the book, perhaps.
Peter, that's hilarious. All right. Hey, Frankie Fish, it's great series for kids. Getting kids reading, that's great, mate. Get them off Fortnite. What a great idea. The books are out now. Peter Hellier, always a pleasure.
You're a legend.
Thanks,
mate.
Guys.
These are the secret untold stories of Grant Denyer.
You know what I need in my life? Just a little bit more adventure.
Let's go inside the Denyer Diaries.
Today, team, I'd like to kind of share a tale from a bit of a dark period in my life. It was 2008. I was just recovering from a significant broken back injury. Crashed a monster truck, jumping 7 cars. Landed, suspension. There's a bit of a failure there. Spine, L1, blew apart into 11 pieces.
And you elected, did you elect instead of surgery to just lie still?
Yeah, well, because what we could have done is we could have just got in there, operated straight away.
Yeah.
And then kind of lock it up with titanium.
Fuses it all together.
Yeah, and that would have fixed it. You would have been sort of up in about 4 weeks. But, however, the surgeon went, you know what, I think if we don't operate, there might be a better chance of 100% recovery. Gotcha. When I had the accident, you know, the ambulance turned up, right? And then there was a veteran ambulance driver and the young rookie, and then I was in a pretty bad way. So the veteran said, "I better get in the back with Danya. This is pretty serious." And then the rookie comes around, puts his pee plates on the back of the ambulance.
You're not kidding me.
Yeah, I'm not joking.
You're in a pee plating ambulance.
He put a pee plates on the back, and then he got lost on the way to the hospital. And I went the wrong way up a one-way street, and then drove down a street that had speed humps in it. It was a really good day. Really good day. But the one thing that they never, you go to a hospital, they often fix, they fix the injury, but they don't equip you with the skills necessary to get through the next bit, the recovery.
Sure.
And with the recovery comes a lot of medication. Yeah. They don't tell you the effects the medication can have on you because that is worse than the actual injury itself. Right, you're dealing with, you know, class A kind of style medication.
Yep. It's the heavy stuff.
It's hardcore.
And given that you'd elected to just rest yourself better, you had to be on some painkillers to get through the day.
We're talking a couple of months lying down on your own at home. So it's not a great, you're not in a great headspace. However, so we're out of hospital now at home, got a hospital bed. I'll just run you through a couple of things that happened to me with the medication.
Please.
So these are a couple of the scenarios. So you'd go to sleep, right? You would go to sleep and you would automatically go into a nightmare every single time. And you would go into your deepest, darkest fears kind of nightmare. So for instance, I could barely walk. So I had a dream and then I woke up and then I believed we're in the middle of a home invasion.
Oh, you've told us this before.
Right? So yes. I go to fight off people that aren't there, right? So that's one case.
Crawling out of bed.
With a broken back.
With a broken back. Next day, I wake up, I walk, I try and get up, crawl myself over to my wife to give her an absolute earful. How dare you? She goes, she's on the computer typing. How dare I what? How dare you go to London and back today? You left me here. I'm a cripple. In my head, I thought she jumped on a plane and gone to London and back and left me all alone.
And how
I was
angry
furious.
Do you get at people in those dreams when you think it's real? Really?
Was she laughing at this, or is she at the point now where she's like, oh, God?
If she denies it, it makes it worse because I think she's now lying about it. So she had to say, and she had a friend who said, just go with it because it'll make it pass faster. She said, I'm sorry, darling, that I went to London. I won't do it again. I was like, good. And I'd go back to bed. But then
God,
I started.
You're a lucky man to have that woman.
I'm lucky she's still here, man, because I put her through the ringer. Obviously, I've said this before. I said a lot of horrible stuff that I feel bad about. But then I went through an escaping period where I thought I could outsmart her. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to run away. Yeah. I can't walk, but I'm going to run away. So she tried to find me in the apartment once. She couldn't find me for about an hour or so. She started getting real panicked. She's on the cusp of calling the cops. Where is he? Can't walk. I was down the street in my undies. This is Castlereagh Street in the city, trying to find scotch in my undies.
As in the drink scotch to drink?
Scotch. Decided.
Are you a scotch drinker generally?
No. Just walking down the street in my undies. And then she sort of found me, corralled me in, just sort of carefully got me back up to the apartment. And then the tipping point where I think my wife nearly left me, I was missing for quite a long time now, a couple of hours. I disappeared. I'd wait for her to turn her back or go to sleep. And I thought, this is my chance. I'm out of here. I don't know where I was going or what I was thinking. She couldn't find me for hours. I was asleep in the emergency fire escape in a high-rise building, sleeping on the floor in my undies next to a human poo. I was almost cuddled up to someone else's feces in the spooning position.
And when she found you, did you say to her, why did you poo in this fire escape?
Miss any of Today FM Breakfast with Grant, Ed and Ash? Download the Today FM app and get the catch-up podcast now.
Ladies and gentlemen.
104.1.
Hello, good morning, how you doing?
Today FM.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, please be upstanding for the unofficial mayor of Parramatta, Mr. Rob Shahaney.
He's the unofficial mayor of Parra.
Yeah, well, I like to start today with a burnout, Uptress.
The big dog.
There he
welcome,
is.
Brother.
Not just a big dog, big feet.
Big wog.
Big dog, big wog.
Hello, everyone.
Yeah, well, you should, guys, after this, go to our Today FM Breakfast on Instagram because I have just put a video up of Grant's foot next to Rob's foot.
Holy hell, what size are your feet?
15.
That's twice and a bit bigger than mine.
And people say to me, oh, you overpack. You always overpack. I go, I don't. Three pairs of shoes in a bag.
That's it.
You're over the limit for the 20 kilos.
It's unfair.
Now, Mr. Shady, there is an election which is coming up very shortly, and we know it's neck and neck in the polls. It looks as though but Gladys Berejiklian versus the other guy who hates China. But I understand that you've come in as a late entrant here, the unofficial mayor of Parramatta. You're hoping to make it official.
Well, I I'm leaning towards Gladys. I'm here to help her.
Really? Yeah,
I had a meeting with her yesterday.
Did you?
And,
how'd it go?
I can't say, well, I mean, because you couldn't say her surname the other day.
Well, you could say her first
name. Jiggly and I got right, but so the Gladys bit I got wrong.
I'm just going to call her Gladys Alphabet. And,
this is how Grant pronounced her name when she was here with us.
Morning, Gladys Berejiklian.
Oh, morning. Embarrassing. So Gladys Alphabet, I'm down with that.
Gladys Alphabet. And I said to her, Western Sydney, that's like the stronghold of the election. If you win Western Sydney, you've won the election.
It's true.
Love it.
So I've got two ideas for her, and she's interested. She's interested. Yeah, I want to build like a tunnel from Penrith Krispy Kreme.
Yeah.
Specific.
To where?
This is for all the young hoods in the cars and stuff. Yeah, entry exit points at North Parramacca's.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very good.
Auburn Macca's.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Go straight to Bondi Beach. Yeah. And if you use, there's a toll. If you do use it, you get a VIP entry into Marquee.
Oh, wow. No, just stop.
And I'm going to call this tunnel the Middle Eastern Distributor.
What a platform.
Yeah. And I'm telling you.
Such a good idea.
I mean, she'd be crazy to say no to that.
And she asked about costs and that. I said, don't worry. My uncle will do it for cheap.
Jeez.
Yeah. Cash, though. Yeah,
of course.
Cash, yeah,
of course.
So, you know what? Eddie O'Bede would build that.
I'll hook that up. Don't worry.
Okay.
Good. She must have really appreciated that, mate.
Of course.
Did you have any more ideas for us?
I want to build. Well, you know, I'm sick of Western Sydney being left out.
Yeah.
And you mentioned in marketing campaigns and things like that, they forget the West.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, the people from the Shire. There should be, I'm going to build a wall.
Hashtag build a wall.
Interesting. Block out the Shire, the eastern suburbs and the northern beaches because they never visit us.
They don't visit the
West. I know how to get around those places. They never come out our way.
So why do they need the wall then, Rob? They're not coming.
I just want to keep them out.
Okay, just in case.
You don't even want to look at them.
No, I don't want to look at them.
You don't even want to look at Sutherland. Wow.
The only time they come out west is to collect their hubcaps. That's it. That's it. Why don't they come out west?
I know, mate. These are wonderful, wonderful ideas.
You're covering the issues.
Yeah.
All right, Rob Shahady, where are you going to be on polling day, buddy? Where are you going to be? Are you handing out sausages? Where are you going to be on the day of the election?
I'll be in the Parramatta area.
Yeah. The area.
Handing out halal sausages, obviously.
From the area.
From the area.
Thanks, Sound Punch Bowl, Lakemba.
I love it.
Man Ush forever.
Man Ush forever.
Unofficial mayor of Parramatta, as always.
That's great.
It's been a pleasure. Rob Shahady, thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you so much.
It's 8:48.
Vote for me.
Guys, I really want to make the world a better place. It is something that has been, I don't know, it's been in my heart maybe since I turned 30 and I had this kind of foreboding sense of getting older, getting ready to bring children into the world and realizing that I want to make sure that if I do have kids, and hopefully I do, that I'm leaving the world in a better place than I found it. So this, you know, is the relationships I have, but mainly now I'm starting to really stress about, you know, the quality of the world. So 3 million tons of plastic is produced in Australia every year. And guess how much of that plastic is recycled? Because, you know, we're big into recycling here in Australia. You know, you go to recycling bins and all that
10%?
Stuff.
10%?
8%. Yeah, 10% of the plastic that we're producing is getting recycled, which means the other 270,000 tons, no more, 2.7 million tons is going straight into landfill.
That's bad. Yep. Or it makes its way into the ocean. They found a whale with 40 kilos of
130,000 tons of plastic per year is going straight into the ocean. It's really, really terrifying. And I know we think, oh, it's someone else's problem. So we send most of our landfill overseas. We just get rid of it. We dump it in Asian countries. They're now sending it back. They're saying, we've got no more space for this stuff. Australians all have to be better. But it's no use me getting up here on my pedestal and telling everyone. So I'm trying to change our lives at home.
Yeah, what have you done?
So I thought, I want less plastic in the house. So the first thing I did, I went and bought those, they're kind of like beeswax covered cloth, and you use them instead of Glad wrap. So they heat up on your skin, and then when you have old food, you wrap it up in that and you put it in the fridge, and they're reusable. You can use them for like a year.
I remember my grandma doing that.
Yeah, and they're awesome. You know, sometimes you get sticky stuff on your hands, but that's fine. Love that. And then I decided to take it one step further.
Excellent.
And I was like,
I'm going to start.
I would love to do that because it's an overrated waste of time, but my husband says otherwise. I started composting. Oh, so we've got a yard now. We've got a new house and it's beautiful. I've got this yard and I've got a little veggie garden. Because same thing, even food scraps, when you throw them out often, they don't what's that word
break
called?
Down?
Break down properly, and they're still letting off methane into the atmosphere, which is what causes fossil fuels. So when you put all your food scraps in your composting, it means it breaks down properly. You know, it's much better for the environment. Okay. But we've got this little composting thing inside the kitchen.
Ugh.
Yeah. And there is a problem in that. I'm sure you can imagine it.
It stinks.
It stinks.
It's really starting to stink out of house. So we've moved that outside. And now there's kind of just like a light pungent, just a light top note of compost.
You get a sense that you're feeling good, but without, you know, overwhelming the house itself.
Yeah. And I'm really happy with the composting because I use it to fertilize my veggie garden. I'm feeling like I am single-handedly saving the earth.
You're doing your bit.
Yes. But then I've taken it to the third level, guys. And that is deodorant. Because I've been reading a lot about how, especially in women, deodorant is potentially quite dangerous because you're putting aluminium and you're putting parabens under your arms, in those lymph nodes. Very close to your breasts.
Oh, God.
So this has been something that I'm really struggling with because I want to take the best care of my body so I can live till I'm a million.
Yeah, good.
But I also don't want to stink. So the problem with herbal deodorants, I don't know if you've ever used them before, is that it takes a while for your body to, like, let it work, which means you have to stank for a little bit. So I keep going like a week with the Crystal, then I'm like, I can't handle it anymore. And I go back to the Dove and then I feel bad. Mm-hmm. So I'm officially back on the Crystal as we speak. So I do need to apologize if I start.
Can I ask you something?
Yeah.
Have you been talking for 3.5 minutes about the environment just so that you can say, do I stink? You could have just opened the break by saying, do I stink? And we could have taken it from there.
Because I don't think I stink. But would anyone actually tell me if
Grant
I stink?
Grant, Danya, you're closest to...
Should I get in there?
I wouldn't get in there, but what I would do is...
I'm confident that I smell delightful. Like, I smell like a woman that's changing the world.
Let's go. Grant,
so this is Crystal deodorant, is that what you're saying?
So it's a crystal you put under the tap and you just go...
So you wipe it on? How do you do it?
You rub the crystal on.
Like a roll-on, but a crystal.
Yeah, crystal on. Okay, Grant, Danya.
Let me do an initial smell.
No, Danya's got to get in there. No,
how close am I allowed to get?
Nose to pit. He's in there.
Oh, he's very close.
He's sniffing. I think that last one was a bit much.
Yeah.
And hey, why are you looking at me like that?
He's licking, he's licking his lips. Let's have a drum roll.
No, I promise.
He comes to the answer to the question, does Ash stink? As the drum roll comes in.
You'd think the system would let me find one.
Forget
really
it. I'll do it live.
Ash, you don't smell.
Yeah!
I put my nose on your skin of your armpit and we've been sitting next to in this sweat box and you don't smell.
Grant, I have been using a crystal on my testicle. So.
That brings us to the end of another show.
That is the end of us. Tomorrow on the show, the man, Michael Daly, he's the Labor leader, the man who's basically shot himself in the foot with his China comments. So we'll see if he's recovered.
It was
from
a shoe-in up until now, I think.
Wasn't great.
Peter Overton from Channel 9 is going to come in and talk some of the great stories that he's covered over
the
years.
He's promised he's going to tell me the worst celebrity interview he's ever been forced to do as well.
Now,
this is a serious news, guys, so I'm excited about that. And, of course...
$104,000 with Today FM's Secret Sound, plus we've got Alpha Bucks.
Should it not be guest today?
I hope it doesn't get guest today, because I want to be there when we give it away. But, hey, maybe Jay Bonarelli will get lucky. And also, just a reminder, Westy Wednesday is happening today, AMC. Mm-hmm.
From spaghetti and meatballs to saucy Texan, try the new loaded schnitzel range at the Bavarian in Penrith and get it for free today. First 100 people through the door between midday and 1 p.m., Westfield Penrith, the Bavarian.
So get there for
Westy Wednesday. And I'll be there. And if you want to smell my armpit, I'll let you. If you want. Because it's 3 more hours of potential sweating that I'll do.
Can't get enough Today FM breakfast with Grant, Ed and Ash? Download the Today FM app and get the catch-up podcast now.
Ladies and gentlemen. 104.1.